From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series of studies of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called Judgment According to Truth. The text is Romans 2, verse 2, where we read, "But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things." In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been explaining the development of this truth about judgment. God is holy, and He must and will judge sin. God's judgment is based upon the true state of men's hearts. It is according to His justice. God's Word is the authority for the judgment, a judgment which is infallible and final. There will be no appeal. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Out of Spiritual Death. The text is Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 13. "And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves." Indeed, it must be so. Those who receive life from the dead are sure to recognize the hand of the Lord in such a resurrection. This is the greatest and most remarkable of all changes that a man can undergo, to be brought out of the grave of spiritual death and made to rejoice in the light and liberty of spiritual life. None could work this but the living God, the Lord and giver of life. Ah me, how well do I remember when I was lying in the valley full of dry bones, as dry as any of them. Blessed was the day when free and sovereign grace sent the man of God to prophesy upon me. Glory be to God for the stirring which that word of faith caused among the dry bones. More blessed still was that heavenly breath from the four winds which made me live. Now know I the quickening spirit of the ever-living Jehovah. Truly Jehovah is the living God, for He made me live. My new life, even in its pinings and sorrowings, is clear proof to me that the Lord can kill and make alive. He is the only God. He is all that is great, gracious, and glorious, and my quickened soul adores Him as the great I Am. All glory be unto His sacred name. As long as I live, I will praise Him.
Praise my Savior. Salvation, praise the Lord, all ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration, praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, praise to the Lord, oh, praise to the Lord, praise. Soul, the King of Heaven, to His feet your tribute bring. Ransomed, ransomed, joyful, forgiven, who like me His praise should sing. Alleluia, alleluia.
to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that has life and breath, come out with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again and again. Gladly forever we adore.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
The gospel is so important because apart from it, you'll have the judgment of God in truth. That is perfect equity. Truth, of course, has the third meaning of authority. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This opens a vast area that I haven't time to explore tonight, that the standard and the basis of God's judicial sentence is His own word. What will the judgment of God be like? What will it be like? Well, I cannot answer that in perfect detail, but I can answer it broadly and say that it will be everything that the Bible says it is. That's what the judgment of God will be. It will fulfill all the predictions of the Bible. It will fulfill all the threatenings of the Bible. It will fulfill all the descriptions that the Bible gives us. Now you think of what the Bible says about the judgment of God. Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. Now, as we find in chapter 1, the judgment of God may follow men in this life. But never you buy in to the lie that the devil has spread abroad, that the only hell there is the hell that men make out of this world. Don't you believe that? Where is the judgment of God? The judgment of God, the final judicial verdict, is right at the end of a Christ rejecter's life. We must die. Now, you can disagree with this great statement if you're foolish enough to will to do so. It doesn't change it. You're going to die. Death is already working in your body. The only thing that stops death from taking its full effect on every single one of us at this moment is that God, the very Christ, whom some of you live in defiance of, is holding you in existence. It's the only reason we're here. Death is working in us. And if God just closes His hand, you'll be dead before the night's out. Can you do anything about that? You can deny it. You can laugh it off. You can whistle in the dark. You can pretend it's not true. But all that is abject folly. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Jesus said, "Fear not them which can kill the body. And after that they have no more that they can do unto you. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. I say unto you, fear him." Paul, as he was preaching in Athens, said, "God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ." So at the end of every Christ rejecter's life, there's a meeting with God. There's a meeting, an appointed day, when the whole world will be gathered to judgment. How does the Bible define and describe such an event? In Hebrews 10:31, it says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Think of that. Now that's a text that is such a big text, I'm afraid even to make any comment on it, for I'm likely to go too far. But I think of the hands of God. The hands of the God-man. Those hands hurled the worlds into space. Those hands uphold everything that is in being. Those hands are the hands that broke the bread and fed the 5,000. Those hands are the hands that were nailed to the cross. For a poor, guilty, hell-deserving sinner to fall into the almighty hands of God, it's a fearful thing. Why? Because, as Paul goes on to say in Hebrews 12, our God is a consuming fire. I want you to think of this. The book of Ecclesiastes comes to its conclusion by telling us that God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Now, this is the judgment of God. He's going to judge the secrets of man's heart by Jesus Christ. I want to tell you something. There's not a man or a woman here that hasn't in his heart the secret that would make him blush if man but knew the half of it. There's not one of us can be honest with ourselves and even look ourselves fully in the mirror in the morning. We have got somehow to evade the full viciousness and wickedness of our own evil hearts. But when God comes to judgment, it's a judgment according to truth. And He will judge, the Bible says, the secrets of men's hearts. Paul told the Corinthians that He will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, make manifest the counsels of the heart. For as Jesus taught, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. The secrets. But not only the secrets, but the words. Do you ever think of this? Jesus said, every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Every idle word. We blew off steam, we say. We just get it off our chest. We live in a day and generation when the theory is just let it all out. But I want you to remember, there's not a thought that has ever been in your mind. There's never a purpose that's ever been in your heart. There's not a word that has ever escaped your lips. But that God says, I know it all and I will judge it in truth. This is the authority. Truth not only means authority, it means infallibility. Some translations say He will rightly judge. I think that's very poor translation, by the way, but nonetheless it captures a part of the truth. When it says He will judge in truth, they say He rightly or justly judges. It's part of the truth of what Paul is saying. There's no error in the judgment of God. No mistakes made. And there's no appeal from it. And there's no overturning of it. It is an infallible judgment according to truth. And of course, truth means finality. The judicial decision is a verdict. And the verdict is final. Remember what the Lord Jesus said? Question he asked that's very often misinterpreted. Mark 8:36 asks the question, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Verse 37 asks the question, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I want you to listen very carefully. Preachers have preached some wonderful messages on that. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you giving in exchange for your soul? Are you selling your soul for drugs? Are you selling your soul for drink? Are you selling your soul for pleasure? Are you selling your soul for men? Are you selling your soul for this and that? All those are very valuable questions to ask, but they're not questions that Jesus asked. He's talking about a man who has lost his soul. A man who has suffered the final verdict, depart from me, ye cursed. And he asks, now that you have finally lost your soul, what will you give to buy it back? What will you give to rescue it from an everlasting hell? What will you give to reverse the verdict of the judge? You'll notice that there is no answer to the question, because the judgment is final. As we come to a close tonight, I want you to understand that for sinners, whether Jews or Gentiles, judgment according to truth is a terrible prospect. It leaves no hiding place. It cuts off all hope. I hope tonight, this is where I would wish I had the tongue of an angel, but I hope tonight that something of the awfulness, of the solemnity, of God judging the secrets and the motives and the very words, God holding you responsible for every motion of your body or soul, I hope that that has got through, because I want you to realize it cuts off all hope and every hiding place except one. And that's what this whole epistle is about. This is why Paul is doing all this in this passage. The judgment of God is true, it's inevitable for all who meet God, whether Jews or Gentiles, on any other ground other than the gospel of Christ, in which the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just by faith shall live. You see what he's saying? I don't want to repeat myself too much in these studies, but you've got to keep the whole picture in mind. Paul is saying in chapter 1, verse 16, the gospel is the power of God for salvation. In the gospel, God has revealed the way where he can count you righteous and give you a final verdict, justified, accepted, pardoned, and received. That's the final verdict, and it's a verdict that God has already passed upon all who believe in Jesus Christ. But he's saying, apart from that, the wrath of God is revealed against the Gentiles. The wrath of God is revealed against the Jews. The judicial decision of God on Christ's rejecters is true, and it is final, condemned eternally. But the judicial decision on believers is equally true and equally final, and that is justified freely. What's the difference between heaven and hell? You can't measure it in miles. The difference between heaven and hell is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I trust tonight that though Paul addressed these words originally to Jews, we will see that their message is not for the Jews. It's not stuck in concrete in history. It's a living message for us today. And I trust that when you realize the judgment of God is according to truth, that you will truly get to Christ. Get to Christ. Don't hide behind appearances or professions. Get to Christ. And there you'll find the just by faith shall live.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.